Hey guys. So I'm going to tell an anxiety story. I'm a local comedian, and comedy is very segregated. There's black rooms, and then there's white rooms. And they're very different styles. And I was asked to do a black room recently. I was nervous about it, but I did it. And so this is my story about that. So I go to the venue, and I'm like, I don't know, you know, I'm like nervous because I do a way different, like my comedy's like, oh, I'm sad. And that's not, you know, that's not typically what you see in black room comedy shows. And so I go to the bar to get a drink because I'm nervous. And I guess I'm standing too close to this lady. She turns around. She's like, and she looks me up and down. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get a drink. And she's like, and swear to God, she goes, you look like you should be getting a drink at Starbucks. Which is true. And then her next statement, I swear to God, she goes, you look like a Sanjay. Is your name Sanjay? And I was like, no, that's very racist. And she goes, why? I was like, well, because what if I threw out like a stereotypical black name at you? She was like, I would laugh. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, I can't bring racism to your life. So I walk away, and then I come back to the bar on the other side to avoid her. And then she sees me, and she starts going like, hey, come here. And I, like a child who doesn't want to eat broccoli, I just go, no. Then she walks over, and then she, and then I made the mistake of telling her that I'm there to do jokes. And she's like, good, I'm going to stay. And then she, there's three other black women at a table. They're very nice. She engages them in a conversation like, hey, he's going to do comedy. And then I swear to God this happened. She looks me up and down again. She's like, oh, my God, your jeans are tight. Then she hovers her hand over my crotch and she's like, where's your dick? And I'm like, it's there, but it's scared of you. It's hiding. So then the show starts, and I get up, and the MC gets up on stage, and he's bombing real hard. So it makes me nervous because this is his room. Then the lady I was talking to earlier and her three friends start heckling the MC. We want to see Umar. Bring up Umar. And I was like, no, you don't. So then he's like, all right, I'll bring up Umar. So he brings me up, and I'm like, I got this. You know, I'm a school psychologist in Baltimore City. Like, I work with this population. You know, I can relate. So I do my first joke. I'm like, hey, in my free time, I volunteer with inner city high school kids. I was working with this kid around the holidays. And he was like, hey, Umar, what'd you do for Christmas? I was like, nothing, man. He was like, why not? I was like, because I grew up Muslim. My parents didn't do that. He looked at me, and he was like, man, Christmas is the best. You're a grown-ass man. Celebrate that shit next year. And I was like, thanks, Daryl. He's like, my name's Darrell. I was like, Darrell, you're a grown-ass man. Change your name. See, you guys laughed. They didn't laugh at all. And then I proceeded to bomb for the next 12 to 15 minutes. And then the woman who told me I look like at Starbucks, she starts heckling from the side of the stage. Show him your dick! And then I put down the microphone and walked away. And I got booed a little bit. And then I was leaving the room, and this dude walked over to me, and I thought this black gentleman walked over to me, and you know, and I got nervous. I thought he was going to say, like, I sucked or whatever. And he's like, hey, man, you did good out there. And I was like, nah, I sucked. And I swear to God, this is what he said. He was like, hey, man, what are you going to do? It's a room full of black people. All right, that's my story. Thank you, guys. Bye.